Good morning. Thank you for coming to the session. This study was actually led by Dr. Vicki Taylor and Dr. Nancy Burke, but they couldn't attend the session, the conference. So I joined the project later on. So I was not the initial investigator who started out the project, but I joined later on and I was able to collaborate with them on the paper. So since I was here, it was my turn to do the presentation. So during the question session, I'll do the best that I can with the knowledge that I know to answer your questions. So I have nothing to disclose. And as you know, virtually all cervical cancer cases are caused by HPV infection. And vaccines that protect HPV has been approved for use in the United States. And currently, recommendations for HPV vaccinations are routine vaccination for girls ages 11 to 12, catch-up vaccination for girls and women ages 13 and 26 who have not been vaccinated, vaccine use at provider's discretion for girls ages 9 and 10, and HPV vaccine schedule are 3 doses over a 6-month period. So although we have made significant stride progress in addressing cervical cancer, some racial ethnic groups get more cervical cancer compared to others. So if we look at this figure, we see that the rate starts to doubling starting out with Filipino, and then it goes a lot higher when we with pop communities like Indonesian communities. So we conducted a pilot study using a cross-sectional survey to understand barriers and facilitators and uptake about Cambodian mothers of adolescent girls on HPV vaccination. And we did a community-based participatory research where we collaborated with the Cambodian Community Coalition. And the goal was to understand the barriers and facilitators so we can develop the intervention programs and materials to address HPV vaccination in Cambodian American communities. So the survey was conducted in Seattle metropolitan area during 2012 to 2013, and we had to use a convenient sampling method. Those of you who work with immigrant population know that that's probably the best method that we can do. And then participants were Cambodian mothers with daughters in the age group of 19 to 17. And questionnaires were administered by telephone, interviewers were bilingual Cambodian women, and respondents completed their surveys in Khmer or English. And the instrument, the survey instrument was guided by the Health Behavior Framework, which is the framework that was developed at UCLA by Dr. Roshan Bastani, and an earlier Los Angeles survey that also try to capture HPV vaccination among racial ethnic minority mothers. So the survey really had 2 components. Sort of like in the mixed method, not really the more rigorous form, but we captured the closed-ended questions and also open-ended items. The closed-ended questions ask questions about demographic characteristics, healthcare factors, prevention behaviors, knowledge and beliefs about HPV vaccinations, sources of information about HPV uptake, HPV vaccine, and HPV vaccine uptake. The open-ended questions were specific. So if mothers reported that their daughter had ever received a vaccine, then we asked them what was the main reason for getting it. And if the mothers reported that their daughter had never received a vaccine, then we asked them what was their main reason for not getting it. So it was a very simple open-ended question. And because it was administered through the phone, we needed to keep it brief. So when we looked at the demographic characteristics of the mothers, it was a very small sample size, as you can see, 86. The age, they were relatively younger. About 44% were 45 years or younger, and about half of them had less than 12 years of education. Many of them were married, most of them were foreign born, and about 40% were older than 20 years old when they immigrated to the country. About half of them were limited English proficiency. When we look at their daughters, about 22% were aged less than 13 years, and only about 10% were foreign born, so they were all born in the, most of them were born in the United States. And then when we looked at the health behavior framework factors that comes from that model, what we saw is actually very, very high reporting of daughters having health insurance and daughters having regular source of care. The preventive behaviors of the mothers were also very high. Many mothers reported that they had pap tests in the previous 3 years, and the daughter had a physical in previous year. The knowledge and beliefs were also pretty high. 83% said that they thought that the vaccine was effective, the vaccine was safe, and 47, about less than half, said that vaccine has side effects. This is where things got a little bit interesting. When we looked at the source of information where they received the information about HPV vaccination, it was very low throughout all the sources that we asked. So, and it ranged from 9 to 31% being the maximum where they receive information from their doctor, nurse, or other health professionals. So one thing interesting about this chart is if you look at closely, they seem to be getting more information from English newspaper, magazine, and English website, and less so from the Kumar newspaper and magazine and website. So what did they report in terms of uptake? Is 29% of the women that we interviewed said that their daughters had received at least one dose of vaccine. That compares to the U.S. rate on 2012 was 54%. And when we asked them about whether among those girls, when we asked them if they had received all three doses of the vaccine, 14% had said yes. And then when they look at the U.S., when we compare to the U.S. rate, they were 33%, so they were lower than that for the general population. Factors that were associated with initiation with the first dosage was whether they had heard about vaccine from health professional, heard about vaccine from English newspaper, from English website, and whether mother received tests in previous 3 years. And then there were some other variables that were marginally significant. Higher education of the mother, younger age of immigration, English proficiency, daughter received physical in previous year, heard about vaccine from television. So very intuitive kind of variables that were marginally significant. And it was interesting that all the significant ones at the p-level 0.05 was whether they have heard about the information. So when we asked them in the open-ended question, what was the main reason for getting or not getting screened for vaccine, they said for getting screened was because they wanted to protect daughter from disease. It makes sense because many mothers reported high knowledge and that they received a doctor recommendation for vaccination. For those not getting a vaccine, it was because of their lack of knowledge about vaccine, not having received a doctor recommendation, and thought vaccination was not necessary, which kind of connects to their knowledge again. So I'm wrapping things up here, and the limitation is that it was conducted in one geographic area, very specific to the Seattle metropolitan area. Again, it's a convenience-based sampling methods. The mother self-report were not verified with healthcare professional reports, so we don't know if it's consistent with the medical chart. And the sample size for this pilot was relatively modest. In conclusion, HPV vaccine uptake among Cambodian adolescent girls is suboptimal. Some Cambodian mothers' level of understanding about prevention may be an impediment to HPV vaccine uptake. Cambodian women are less likely to receive information through media sources than are women from other racial ethnic groups, and healthcare providers often miss the opportunity to offer and provide HPV vaccination to Cambodian girls. So I wanted to acknowledge the grant that funded us to do this study. And thank you.
So we have 5 minutes for questions for Linda Cole. And does anyone want to ask a question?
You know, that's very interesting, and we asked that question too. You know, what was really happening in there? And unfortunately, we don't have the data because the only open-ended question that we asked was that. But we learned a lot. As you can see, this was a small pilot. We learned a lot. We're thinking about launching something larger to be able to really delve into and do more of a series of focus groups or semi-structured interviews where we really try to understand what's really happening in terms of, you know, where they're getting this information.